We say good morning now to Dan Shanahan. He's the artistic director of Torn Space Theater. Dan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for having me.
Great to speak with you. Always nicer to speak with you in person, but of course these times don't allow for that. But what we want to talk about is something that Torn Space is doing in adjustment of the pandemic. Instead of bringing large gatherings together, you're offering something that is more online. It's called Passage. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Passage is a sound performance. It's a personal performance piece. The audience is able to choose the time of day that they find most beautiful, whatever that hour might be. It's a solitary experience. We ask that the audience select a location that they feel also to be the most beautiful. That could be a park, it could be a solitary walk, it could be in their own backyard or their own house. They then sign up for that time slot they want. We send the audience member a personal link, and that link allows them to access a 30-minute sound piece that they're able to experience.
This is designed by Justin Rowland, if I'm not mistaken here. Now, what exactly is inside this piece? What can you tell us without being too much of a spoiler here?
So he was able to assemble lots of the various soundscapes that he's designed for us in the past, as well as incorporating such masterpieces of Bach and Beethoven. It's overlaid with performance readings by one of our most established actresses, Diane Gaidry, who unfortunately passed away last year, but we have a fantastic library of her recordings of poetry from Walt Whitman to Henry James. And those texts are interspersed with the soundscape. And so this really formulates the experience. And we're asking the audience to really give their attention over to the piece. We feel it's important that the audience select that specific time, put themselves in a place that they think is conducive to almost a meditative experience. And the audience really becomes the performance.
And to get the performance, what does someone have to do? They have to go to your website?
Yeah, they go to our website, and it's running for only 1 week, starting this Friday. And on the hour, from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern time, the audience can select whatever time they like. They would then purchase their ticket. It's free. We're asking for a donation if possible. And then they will be sent the link, and they can activate it, and it's available for that hour that they've chosen.
And then finally, Dan, just moving a little bit away from Passage, although I think it does show how a Torn Space has had to adjust during the pandemic, but look, asking you, someone who's not only a father and a husband and a teacher, but an artist as well, how are you viewing the world of art and your commitment to art now with the pandemic being so much of a part of our lives?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think we're seeing now just how important daily rituals are, how important culture is to give meaning and enjoyment to our lives. So while we can't have the same large-scale performances that we're used to, it is important to still find ways that we can integrate culture into our everyday lives. So how we're going about it as a company is we're readjusting our programming. We don't believe, or we're not anticipating, that there'll be a normal performance setting for at least about 12 months out. So what we're starting to do is create much smaller performance pieces. We hope to begin this in August with a performance called Silence. We'll be doing it for between 30 and 50 people. It'll be outside at Silo City. Audiences will be spaced out at least 6 feet apart. We'll be designing special mask coverings for the audience that'll be integrating the costuming, into the audience. So we're just trying to find different ways that we can safely bring culture to the audiences. And we also understand that the audience is going to have certain expectations and certain comfort levels, and we'll want to be really respectful of that.
Dan Shanahan is the artistic director of Torn Space Theater. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Jay, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.